Hi, we are conducting a survey to help better understand how people in your community feel about current situations in their state, in individual communities. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone else who answers the survey. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else? Gender queer, gender not confirming, but not exclusively male or female?
Female.
And thank you for taking my call. What year is your birth?
I'm not giving out no information. What else do you want to know?
Oh, ma'am, we asked this question to make sure that we represent people of all ages. Just a year, ma'am. We're not asking for the full date of birth.
1956.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school that you have completed? Or the highest
grade.
Degree? Excuse me?
12th grade.
And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Oh, what is your race?
African American.
And are you registered to vote like many people,
yes,
or are you
I
not
am.
Registered
yes,
to vote?
Yes, I am.
When thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Somewhat satisfied?
No, I'm not satisfied.
Somewhat
at all.
Dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
I'm very dissatisfied.
And how would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Would you say it is excellent, good, only fair, or poor?
Poor.
Below is a list of issues. Which two or three issues would you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia? You may select up to three. Here's the first one: public school funding, city services like trash pickup, corruption in the city government, gun violence, health care, homelessness, the cost of housing.
Can I say
and
all of the above?
Well, from the options I have here, which ones do you want me to mark down for you? Jobs and
I
the economy.
Do the school system. Do
okay.
The violence. What else was it? Because you can really say pick anyone. It's for real, it don't matter. All of my problems.
Okay, so I have public school funding, gun violence. I also have healthcare, homelessness, the cost of housing and rent, public transportation.
Okay, that's fine. Do you can do homelessness.
Okay. Now, we would like to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you're very favorable. 5 means that you're neutral. And 0 means that you're very unfavorable. And you can choose any number between 0 and 10. Council member Kenyatta Johnson, from 0 to 10, what do you choose?
Well, I'll give him a 7.
Acepta?
7.
Okay. What about SEPTA? S-E-P-T-A.
Oh, SEPTA. I don't know. They sound rough. I'm going to give them a 4.
What about police commissioner Kevin Bethel?
Okay, well, he's new. So I need to find out some stuff about him first.
Okay. So from 0 to 10, what do you want me to mark down for you?
I'll give him a 5 right now, because I don't know him very well.
Governor Josh Shapiro?
Josh, okay. I'll give Josh a 6.
Mayor Sherelle Parker?
Well, she's new, too, so I'm going to give her a 6.
What about the Philadelphia Police Department?
Well, my police department is pretty good so far. I'll give them a 6, too.
The Philadelphia City Council.
Give them a 5.
Your local police officers.
5.
The Philadelphia Department of Streets.
5.
A district attorney, Larry Kreshner?
Oh, God. 4.
generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Charlene Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia?
Well, so far, so good.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I'm going to say strongly.
Do you agree or disagree with... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community in city government. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree or disagree? Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Let's say somewhat disagree.
Here's a list of issues that might impact Philadelphia's daily lives. After each one, please tell a rate on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you're highly satisfied, 5 means that you're neither satisfied nor dissatisfied, and 0 means that you're highly dissatisfied. And you can choose any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. The quality of education in public schools. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
3.
Access to affordable housing.
3.
Access to public transportation.
I'll give that. That's pretty accessible. I'll give them 5.
The condition of roads and infrastructure.
3.
The availability of good paying jobs.
3.
Public safety.
3.
The cost of rent.
3.
The condition of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities.
4. Give me 4.
Okay. In your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse compared to last year?
Getting worse.
Would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind on the cost of living, or raising to the point where you can't really get ahead?
I can't get ahead. I'm 66, and I'm looking for a damn job.
So from the options I have here, do you want me to mark down falling or staying above the same? Falling, okay.
Falling below.
Now, below is a list of goods or services that Philadelphia might regularly spend money on. Please select the 2 or 3 goods or services that concern you the most when thinking about your expenses. You may select up to 3. Public transportation, utility, gas, electricity, and internet.
Utility.
Child care.
Well, child care doesn't affect me, but I'm assuming it's kind of high here.
Paying down debt.
Paying down debt is hard when you don't have enough money to live. So.
Do you want me to mark that one for you?
What's the option?
I have a paying down debt. I also have rent, health care, including prescription drugs, personal care, groceries,
right,
education.
Rent, groceries. Okay.
And thank you for your patience. Thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about violent crimes? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not that concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm very concerned.
How often do you see a crime happening in your neighborhood? Would you say every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
In my neighborhood, it's every day. It's every day something going on around here.
Do you think that the city of Philadelphia spends too much, too little, or the right amount on the police department?
I'm going to say, that's a hard one.
Do I have too much, too little, the right amount?
I say too little.
Now, here's a list of actions that the city government is either doing or plans to take in the immediate future. After each one, please indicate whether you believe that this action would make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer if the city implemented it. Here's the first one. Here, 50 new 911 dispatchers. Hire 50 new 911 dispatchers. Create 10 new community outreach positions and hire 9 new victims advocates. Do you feel much more safer, somewhat, a little, or not at all safer?
I think that might make me feel a little safer. Maybe a little. But they're not the problem. It's these kids.
What about...
They need to figure out what to do with these kids.
What about close to open air drug market in Kingston?
Kingston?
Yes, ma'am. Kingston. Much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer?
At Kingston?
Yes, ma'am.
Ain't no Kingston around here.
Okay. So from the options I have here, what do you want me marked down? Much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer?
I said that would make me feel a little bit safer, but then you said something about Kingston, and there's no Kingston around here.
Okay. The other one says, declare a public safety emergency in the city.
Yeah, they should do that.
Would you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer?
Somewhat.
What about aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on city streets and impound illegal vehicles?
Yeah, that would make me feel much safer.
Sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the streets.
They need to go to treatment center.
Excuse me, ma'am?
They need to go to treatment centers.
So are you much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer?
Somewhat. How much longer is this?
Okay. Oh, we're almost done, ma'am. I'll read a lot faster for you because I really don't want your opinions to go to waste. Now, the other one says, expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, businesses, districts, and libraries.
That's a good idea, but that don't make you feel no safer.
So from the options I have, much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer?
Not at all safer.
Okay. What about being...
Can't catch nobody. Go ahead.
Okay. And in a few words, what have you seen or heard about Mayor Charlene Parker recently? In your own words.
Well, no, I saw her doing the interview on the news.
You saw her doing an interview on the news?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
No. What did you want me to say? I told you. I already told you. I don't really know this lady. She just got in office. I got to wait and see what she's doing.
Okay. Now, as you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the city council. Please indicate the 2 or 3 items that you think should be the biggest priorities for the mayor and elected officials in 2024. You may select up to 3 items. Reduce juvenile crime, improve our schools and education. Support more affordable housing, improve public transportation. Okay. Now, here's a list of specific policies that could be included in Mayor Parker's proposed 2024 city budget. After each one, please indicate on a scale from 0 to 10 whether you support or oppose each policy, where 10 means that you strongly support, 5 means that you neither support nor opposed, and 0 means that you strongly opposed. Then you can use any number between 0 and 10. Provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and litter removal along businesses' districts, making them more attractive to shoppers.
$100 million.
From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
2.
Okay. Invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives, like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets.
2.
Add $25 million from grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable populations in neighborhoods afflicted by crime. Excuse me?
5.
Okay. Keep tax rates flat from Philadelphia taxpayers.
Keep tax rates flat?
Excuse me?
Is that what you said? Keep tax rates flat?
Keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers.
Okay, I'd say 5.
Provide $100 million for treatment and tragic facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illness.
5.
Invest the resource needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city.
Yeah, but will it be affordable? That's the question.
Oh, well, from 0 to 10, what do you choose, ma'am?
Well, I don't know, because I'm going to say 2, because ain't nobody, you didn't say affordable housing. You just saying build housing.
What about
what's
invest?
What's the purpose of building housing if people can't afford to live in?
Okay.
So
what about invest $119 million in new funding for our city's public schools?
$119 million. Why so much? 2. That's too much money.
Add 50 new 911 dispatchers for faster police response, 10 community outreach positions, and 9 victims advocates.
You can add all the 911, I believe, as you want, but if you don't have enough police out here to do the job, that don't matter. So let's say 2.
The other one says invest $100 million for commercial corridor cleanups, including sidewalks, sweeping, and litter removal.
No, zero, nothing. People need to do that in front of their own house.
And we are almost done here. As you may know, Mayor Parker plans on recruiting all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return to the office, ending the pandemic era hybrid or work from home practice. Okay, so based on what you know, do you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
I strongly support it.
And as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city's support for needle exchange and will not allow any of the fun coming from a recent opioid epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes or other items that enable drug use. Instead, funding for needle exchange can come from private charities. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the decision to end the city's support for needle exchange programs?
Yeah, I support that.
Strongly supported or somewhat?
Somewhat.
And as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia public schools, which
I don't support that.
Okay. From the options I have here, do you strongly oppose it, somewhat oppose it, or neither oppose it or support it?
I'm going to strongly oppose it because, as it is, when it gets hot outside, they got to close the schools. There's no air. So how they figure they're going to have the kids in there all coming home?
Okay.
Don't make it make sense.
So for quality purposes, let me just read the whole entire statement for you. I'll be quick about it. It says here, as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia preschools, public schools, do apologize, which would keep public schools open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer. The plan seeks to provide kids with a safer and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids stay out of trouble. Now, based on what you know, do you strongly support it, somewhat support it, neither support or opposed, or somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
I oppose.
A strongly or somewhat?
Strongly. That's too much. That's too much. Go ahead.
And how often would you say you watch, listen, or read about the news and current events in the past year?
Daily.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, an independent?
A Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
A Democrat. A strong Democrat.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal? Somewhat liberal? Moderate? Somewhat conservative? Or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
And do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friends, or someone else? And which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual?
Straight.
And do you identify as transgender or non-binary?
No.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Widow.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
And from whom, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president? Or were you not able to vote?
What difference does that make?
Excuse me, ma'am?
Right, what difference does that make?
This is just a question that they ask. This is just to make sure, you know, that everybody's being represented.
Okay, so I'm being represented, but I don't need to answer that question.
Okay. And below are some potential news sources. Please select up to three sources that you get most of your news from. I have Power 99, a local news station, NPR, YHYY, X like Twitter, CNN, a New York Times, a Washington Post, Facebook.
Oh, that's cool. CNN, X, and online?
I have Fox News, TikTok, YouTube.
Fox is good.
Excuse me?
Fox is good.
Okay. And last year is 2023. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than 24? $1,000 a year?
That has to do with anything.
Oh, this is just another question that we asked, just to make sure that we're representing.
Another one I'm not answering.
Okay. So from the options I have here, what would you like for me to mark down for you? Less than 24,000? Excuse
Nothing.
Me?
Nothing. I don't want you to mark down anything.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you for taking my call. Have a good day.
You too.